sier det 121. Moltke expressed this thought more clearly in the introduction to his own history of the Franco-Prussian War, written in 1887-88. The time has passed when small armies of professional soldiers fought campaigns for dynastic reasons, taking a city or a tract of land, and then returning to their winter quarters or concluding peace. In present-day wars, whole peoples are called to arms, and there is hardly a family that is not involved. The whole financial power of the government is brought to bear, and no change of year brings the incessant action to an end. As long as nations lead separate existences, there will be disputes that can only be settled by resorting to arms. But in the interests of humanity, it is to be hoped that the frequency of wars decreases as they have become more terrible. It is, on the whole, no longer the prince's ambitions that endanger the peace, but the emotions of the people, uneasiness about domestic conditions, the activities of the parties, and especially of their spokesmen. It is easier for an assembly in which nobody bears full responsibility to take the momentous decision to go to war.